Miller Lite, the official beer partner of your Philadelphia Phillies, is proud to serve as presenting sponsor of WIP's High Hopes Pod. So whether you're listening to the game, catching up on the latest High Hopes Pod, or at the ballpark, remember, it tastes like Miller time, Phillies fans. Celebrate responsibly.
Bryce Harper is back, and that is, like, thrilling. We talk so much about it. Comes back in 160 days or whatever. Medical marvel. And actually, looks pretty good, Jack. Yeah. Like, I was not expecting Bryce's timing to be on already. Already homered over the weekend, opposite field shot. Like, had the five on base night day in L.A. that game. Like, his second game back, the dude was on base five times in five at bats. Like, at five plate appearances. Like, I mean, I know he's Bryce Harper, and that clearly he's a medical freaking marvel and all this stuff. But, like, I can't believe he's already kind of locked in. I'm shocked, man. I'm shocked.
Yeah. Well, that's why he's our guy. And it's just because, full disclosure, after the game Tuesday,
yeah,
in LA, I was like, well, do they really have to bat him three?
Yeah,
like,
so just, he's gonna suck for a little bit, guys.
Yeah, just start him seven and not have him like be like a problem in the middle of your lineup. And then it's just on base five times the next night. It's like, oh, just I'm an idiot.
Okay, just kidding. No big deal.
Just kidding.
With the pitch clock stuff too.
Like, oh, he's fine.
I mean, that's my point. Like, it's like everyone.
And they even figured out the brace thing.
Yes, it is miraculous. This guy is miraculous, man.
So, yeah, and now he's doing the whole. I like when he goes no batting gloves.
I think it's awesome.
I think it's funny when he goes.
You know, and I've brought up in the pod many times. I think it is one of the cooler things that you can do is be a no batting gloves guy.
Yeah, it's hard, but yeah.
Yeah, that's my point. It's like, what a man.
I know. Yeah. What a tough guy.
What a tough guy.
But yeah, it's just he is so. He is, and what I like the most about Bryce now is that in the beginning of his career, he would be a big, like, tinker with every little thing, where it's like he'd change his swing one at bat, go back, change it.
Remember the toe tap, the this, that, yeah, he's doing all that stuff.
He's pretty much been the same guy. Yeah, he's had the same setup for about 2 years right now, and I think that's really important when it comes to just getting into a rhythm, knowing that swing. Like, just, you don't have to worry about a million different swings. Yeah. Just focus on that swing, and since he's focused on just one swing, I mean, he's been freaking dominant. So I like that he's just, like, in a consistent spot. I like that he's just – you don't have to, like, ever really worry about him too far either way. And I like what he does when it comes to giving, like, real protection for, like, Trey Turner and for guys around him. Like, just the fact that he is back and the fact that – and. The young guys are struggling right now. Like, Boehm, Stott, and Marsh, unbelievable to start the season. They're all pretty much cold now.
Yeah.
Which is normal.
It's the ebbs and flows
of baseball season.
Brandon Marsh is not leading the league in OPS.
Believe it or not. Yeah. Don't think that was going to happen. But what it does is, like, the fact that when those guys figure it out and they turn back around, the fact that one of those guys is going to be batting seven or eight is just stupid. And that's why it's hard for me to get, like, too down on them, because you see all the talent here. They just got to get on a roll and figure it out. And the lineup with the staff the way it is right now is going to have to carry them a little bit here. And they've been a smidge inconsistent, which is not great. But, like, the Bryce coming back and being right in the middle of the lineup and back to being Bryce Harper with Stott and Turner in front of him and then bang the rest of the lineup. It's such a game changer, and it's like such a testament. It's like, it's almost like you just want to say thank you, like for putting in the extra work to like make sure you're back and being fine and being Bryce Harper, because that's almost what it deserves.
It does. Again, it's a medical. It's history. It's unprecedented what this guy has done. And you're right. You know, we talk so much about just like, oh, he's built different, and oh, athletes are humans, except Bryce Harper, all that. But you're right. Like, we don't give enough credit to the amount of work that guy put in to get back on time, the rehab, all that stuff. He's back because he worked his ass off to get back.
Now, I did think it was interesting. He said yesterday before the game with Rosenthal that everyone's under the same plan here, that, like, if I don't play first base this year, it's not the end of the world. Which I thought was interesting, because I kind of was under the sense, like, he'll be back DHing for a month and then we'll play first base. And the fact that that's not happening or could not happen is noteworthy, I think. And it really stinks because, again, love Schwarbs. Just the left. I've just noticed it way more this year. Like, I've noticed it way more.
He seems even slower out there than Yusuf. That's possible.
I know. Last year I swore. Like, there's moments, obviously.
Sure. Yeah.
But this year is actively killing them.
Yeah.
It killed them in the Wednesday game.
Yeah.
Friday, like there were so many like mm-hmm. little things that you got to get to that ball, yeah. man. So obviously with Bryce not being able to play first, you have to keep Schwarber out there in mm-hmm. left field. So that's kind of one of the. It's almost like I wanted to play first base, but also I don't want you to tear.
Yeah.
I don't need another Tommy John surgery.
Yeah, I think we avoid the Tommy John.
So, yeah. But yeah, just. What a ball player.
It's unbelievable. And again, you're right. It changes the whole complexion of the lineup. And I have total faith that, you know, they'll get rolling. Like, I'm really not concerned about this lineup. It is way too deep. It's way too talented.
And Trey Turner's too good.
He's going to be fine. He's going to be fine. He's going to be fine. Don't worry. He's going to be all right.
Okay. And I am with you. I'm just saying.
I get it.
The strikeouts.
Well,
the first pitch swinging. Yeah. He walked yesterday, is that allowed?
Well, yeah.
He's going to turn it around. I fully believe that. It has just been so frustrating.
Well,
and like the at-bat with Jansen
on
Friday.
I know. That was
just three straight.
It was an embarrassment.
Like,
it wasn't even close on him.
Wasn't
like,
even
like, not even close to it.
This is 2023 Kenley Jansen.
Yeah. Yeah.
This isn't even peak. Only is it 0.93 ERA, right?
But, yeah.
He'll be fine.
He'll be fine. So I get it, though, because like the Castellanos thing, it's like, oh, we just saw this. Maybe he won't be fine this year, and then he'll figure it out. Cassie's still hitting, though.
He is still hitting.
Still getting it done, buddy.
Yeah.
One other thing with Harper that I wanted to mention that I do think is important, because we always talk about Harper is not, you know, he should be the leader of the team because he's the best player, but he's not like a rah-rah. He's not, you know, Schwarber's kind of that guy of the leader and all that. But I do appreciate, like, Bryce comes back. They play that horrible game. They play the next horrible game. And that night when they lose 3-1, and then the next day, Bryce is like, we can't do that. He's like, that is not okay. We can't lose game. Like, he just comes out, and I appreciate that Harper, who hadn't been alive all year, just comes in. And he's like, with that guy on the mound, like, we can't do that. We can't lose games like that. And I appreciate that mentality that Bryce is coming right in, not afraid to criticize, not afraid to call people out, and just saying, like, unacceptable in his second game back. I appreciate that.
Well, and that's what the best players do.
Exactly.
And I get it. He hasn't felt comfortable doing that, but you're also the guy.
Yep.
You're the MVP. You're the guy that had Bedlam at the bank. You are the guy everyone turns to. And when that guy says it, it just holds a different weight. Like Schwarber is, I believe, the emotional
yes.
leader to the team.
He's the Justin Bour.
Yeah, sure.
Remember Gabe called him an emotional warrior?
Yeah.
I'm joking, obviously. It's just an emotional warrior. All-time great line.
But it was a very quick Justin Bour pull. I thought you were going to use, like, you know, someone better. So, good job by you.
Thank you.
I did not see Justin Bour being brought
emotional
up in the
warrior,
front.
Emotional warrior,
you know? Yeah. So, but, like, so Schwarber is, like, keep it loose in the clubhouse, have fun, like, whatever. But Bryce is the guy.
Sets the tone.
Yeah, where it's almost like Howard and Nutley, where it's like, get me to the plate, boys, mm-hmm. that kind of thing. And we know the star player always matters when it comes to that kind of stuff. And it's actually like, I don't mean to break sports here, but like I feel like both him and Joel have taken a big step forward when it comes to that aspect of it. Like, you know, Joel mm-hmm. yesterday saying he's terrible.
Yeah.
Saying that he, like, I got to trust my, like, whatever. Like, I think he is taking a big step when it comes to growth. And I think Bryce is kind of doing the same thing. Like, I agree with you. Him coming out and being like, that can't happen.
Yeah.
Especially when you're under 500 and you're kind of, it's kind of teetering a little
bit. Yeah, no.
And that's why it annoys me when, like, a manager or whoever will say, well, that's baseball. You know what I mean? Because, like, Bryce actually understands, like, he is speaking to the fans as well.
Yep.
Because the fans don't want to hear it. That's
so
baseball.
True, dude. It's so true.
And Bryce being able to be like, no, this is bullcrap.
Yeah.
You know? Like, I think that resonates with the fans well.
It does. He knows. I mean, Bryce is, you know, whatever, whether it's coached or not or whatever, I don't care. Like, that guy just understands what we want from an athlete as well as anyone I've ever seen. It really is amazing.
Well, and I think he, much like hopefully a lot of guys on this team, obviously got intoxicated with what the playoffs were like mm-hmm. last year.
Sure.
And the fact that he can kind of feel that slipping a little bit.
Yeah, sure.
Like, Bryce wants those big moments again.
Desperately.
Dude, Bryce has morphed back into one. Like, for a 5-year stretch there, it felt like Bryce was just a guy again,
mm-hmm.
you know, where he's like not Bryce freaking Harper.
Yeah.
And then that one home run, I was like, oh, wait, no, he's definitely one of the faces of the sport.
Yeah.
Like Bryce is back to being one of the faces of the sport. Mm-hmm. And I think he likes that.
Yeah.
And he wants to get back and doing that again.
Yeah. I'm 100. I couldn't agree with that more. He came here to win titles. And look, I do think, you know, they had that mantra going into the season and we lost it and forgot about it. But, the, you know, two more wins, like they feel that, you know, just like we talk about the Eagles where Jalen Hurts always so hungry. Like Bryce Harper's freaking hungry too, man. Bryce Harper wants to win World Series. No one loves, there might not be a player in the sport who loves baseball as much as Bryce Harper. Like he's in the 1% or 0.01% of baseball players who love the sport they play, love the history, love everything about it. Like that dude wants a title as much as anyone in the sport. I guarantee it.
And he plays that way.
Yeah, he does.
He plays that way. Sometimes yeah. it's aggressive.
Yeah, so, like you mean his first hit when he just takes that? Like that was a single. He's like, I'm doing it. Yeah, I'm doing it. I'm
going
done.
For two. He's sometimes a little aggressive.
It's like, I'm back.
But you take the aggression when it comes for, that's just how the guy is.
Yeah.
So it's good to have him back. Missed him.
It's, dude, honestly, we needed it.